I have perfect fingernails. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. I have perfect fingernails. Can you believe that? I have perfect fingernails. There are times that my fingernails are a little brittle. There are times that I break them off. But most of the time, I have perfect fingernails. Now, I have perfect fingernails not because of my diet, not because of how I care for them with my fingernail file, not for any other reason than that I say I have perfect fingernails, and then I take my attention away from it and I let them be. So long as I look at my fingernails, unless I'm praising them, if I am finding fault in them, if I am comparing the length of the fingernails, if I am comparing my fingernails and thinking, oh, I should put some hardener on there to keep them firm and strong so that they won't break off. If I am thinking anything about my fingernails that say to my fingernails, you're less than perfect, then you can be sure my fingernails would be less than perfect. But as long as I look at my fingernails and I say, oh, you're perfect fingernails, I love you, and then live as though they're perfect fingernails, and never doubt that they're perfect fingernails. No, under all circumstances, they are perfect fingernails, and they're always doing the right thing in the right way, at the right time, for the right purpose. Now, our lives are judgmental lies, basically. We're always judging something. We're always looking at something and comparing it to something else. We're looking at our fingernails and comparing it to the nails of other people. We look at movie stars and see their fingernails and we think, how do ours compare? Well, I may ask you, when is the last time you saw the fingernails of a movie star? In what movie did you ever pay attention to the fingernails of a movie star? In what movie did you ever pay attention to the complexion of a movie star? In what movie did you ever pay attention to virtually anything about the body of a movie star? You didn't. What you paid attention to was the charisma of the movie star. And when the charisma of the movie star was very positive, very glorious, very uplifting, very good, you saw the movie star as an ideal being. You did not see the movie star as a person who had fingernails or who had complexion or this or that. You saw them perfect. And when the movie star made gesticulations with their face, when their face showed anger or joy or hatred or harmony, when their face showed these things, you were so enraptured by their charismatic expression from their face that the rest of their body was in keeping with their facial activity, but it was their face that you noticed. It was the feeling that emanated from them that you noticed and you felt. Our body is designed to be perfect. Our body is designed to have perfect fingernails, perfect complexion, perfect everything. And when we start paying attention to our body, then our body begins to have a good fight with us, because it likes to work alone with the autonomic nervous system. It likes to function in perfect harmony. And our body says to us, now if you will keep the autonomic nervous system operating in perfect harmony, we will keep the body operating in perfect harmony. If you will keep the autonomic nervous system functioning in harmony and peace and love, without any tension, without any anxiety, without any feeling that there's something wrong, that there's something wrong in the world, that you are unhappy about something, you are uptight about something, you are tense about something, The autonomic nervous system says we're designed to operate ideally and to take care of every organ, action, function of the body. We are designed to take care of the fingernails, the complexion. We are designed to take care of the stomach, of the heart, of the liver, of all the aspects, every organ, action, function of the body. The autonomic nervous system is designed, ideally designed, to take care of it perfectly. Now, if we have anxious thoughts, we are sort of crimping our autonomic nervous system. We are causing the autonomic nervous system not to function good. Is that what we want? Do we want the autonomic nervous system not to function well? Well, then it's up to us. It's up to us to do something about it. So I say, I want beautiful fingernails. Then I say, okay, what is it that controls how beautiful my fingernails are? Oh, I'll run to the store and I'll buy this lotion, I'll buy these vitamins, I'll buy all these things, I'll eat these foods, I'll do these things, I'll do whatever, I'll put lotions on my fingernails. Ah, a lot of bologna sausage. Every organ, action, function of our body is operated by our autonomic nervous system. And the autonomic nervous system is not fed by vitamins, is not fed by lotions. Our autonomic nervous system is fed by our attitude, by our thoughts. And when we have these perfect thoughts, when we have these perfect attitudes, then our body reflects exactly what we are, because the autonomic nervous system is harmoniously operating in every area of our body. Oh, we might give concentration to our fingernails, and we might recognize that they're a little imperfect or that they're not what we want. And when we do that, we sort of individualize our autonomic nervous system production, and we say, "Arr!" And so we put tension on it as it functions as our fingernails. And our fingernails come out in a very poor way. Whenever we see anything in our body that is not functioning in its ideal way, then it's up to us to become relaxed and cool. Now, a baby is born in rather a beautiful body. A baby is born with ideal complexion. A baby is born with wonderful fingernails, and on and on. Now, when a baby is crying and crying and crying, then its autonomic nervous system is caused to misfunction. When a baby is unhappy with itself and its world, its autonomic nervous system begins to shut off here and there, and things begin to go wrong in the baby. That's why it's so important to keep the baby happy, to keep the baby joyous and wonderful. And that means you keep happy, you keep joyous, you keep wonderful, because the baby is a reflection of you. And in truth, that is so. And you're a reflection of your thoughts. Now, what is it that you want in your body and your mind? Would you like the complexion and the work of a baby in your body? Ideal, perfect. They say a baby's bottom is so gentle, and it's an ideal skin. Well, we have that same ideal skin in us, and it's always been there. It's just that our autonomic nervous system didn't know how to act, because sometimes we're angry, sometimes we're happy, sometimes we're fooled about things, and sometimes we're all upset. So, when we determine that we are in charge of our bodies, we are in charge of our life, we're in charge of everything by our thought. And if we can maintain our thought at all times happy, harmonious, and joyful, then our body will be reflecting its happy, harmonious, joyful self. It's just as simple as that, just as wonderful as that, just as easy as that, and just as demanding as that. Are you ready to take responsibility for that? Are you ready to live in an ideal body? Well, if you are, start loving your autonomic nervous system to pieces. You don't even know where and what it is, but it's throughout your entire being. And your autonomic nervous system makes everything function A1OK. It makes everything function 100%. It makes everything be in its ideal framework. But first we have to give our autonomic nervous system a mindset that is harmonious, peaceful, joyful, perfect. And as we give this mindset of balance, of peace, of harmony, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like you, oh, 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 oh. You say, Herb, you're a nut. Isn't that wonderful? Try being a nut. Oh, oh. And you know, we go to dogs and we say, oh, my little puppy. And we're just giggling on the inside. But if we can say to the puppy, what a wonderful dog. If we can be the mature, beautiful, fantastic being, to recognize the dog is good, the dog is pure, the dog is wonderful, the dog is great, just like we are. Just like we are. We are pure, we are wonderful, we are great. We say that to our little children. You are good, you are pure, you are great. And the little children live up to it. Oh, if they were not living up to it, and we still said that, we would be planting seeds in their garden of love. And their garden of love would nurture those seeds and bring them to fruition. It's our choice. It's our choice. How do we have perfect fingernails? We have perfect fingernails by having a beautiful, perfect, autonomic nervous system functioning throughout our body, doing all of its wonderful, secretive, hidden avenues of work that make everything work ideally perfect. Know this for yourself today and put that cause in motion that you live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body, and that you unconditionally love first yourself and then all the world. And as you give yourself an energy massage, running your fingers over your hands and fingers, saying, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. Just do your fingers alone. And that'll remind your body that you like it. And go over your whole body and say, I like me, I like me. And you tell the autonomic nervous system, hey, go, boy, go, go, man, go. All systems are go. All systems are perfect. All systems are now ideal. And so it is. Have a lovely day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.